Okay, I want to talk about the conscious mind now. And I want to use the analogy of the conscious mind being like a garden. And I want you to picture the deepest, darkest, most rich and fertile soil that you can imagine. And that's what our conscious mind is like. Our conscious mind is like an inner garden. And any thought that is seeded into this garden and that is tended and nourished and cultivated will grow and will produce. If you don't consciously go in to your mind seeding thoughts, then what happens is the mind will seed itself, because the mind must and will think thoughts. And we are the conscious gardener of our own inner consciousness, of this inner garden. And we can make this inner garden of ours like a botanical masterpiece, with care, with diligence, with awareness. Or through neglect, it can be a mass of weeds and negatives and insecurities and worries. But make no mistake, we are responsible for it. We cultivate it or neglect it. We are the gardener of our consciousness. And your life will always very accurately and very perfectly reflect the condition of your inner garden. Your life will always reflect the condition of your inner garden. So if your life is not going the way that you would like it to go, if you have goals that you want to achieve and you're not achieving them, if you have desires that you want to fulfill and they're not being fulfilled, if your harvest is not to your liking, and let's face it, this is our harvest, this is our life, it's happening to us now. If your harvest is not to your liking, then what kind of thoughts have you been seeding into your consciousness to bring this reality to you? How have you consciously been thinking and working in your inner garden to bring these realities to you? Like, it's not like life doesn't have anything to do with you. Life's a reflection of you. This is your harvest. You're reaping your harvest right now in your life. So if your harvest is not to your liking, then how have you consciously been working in your consciousness to bring these realities to you? And you might say, well, I haven't been consciously working in my inner garden, my consciousness. I mean, I haven't consciously been working in it. I mean, I try to do the right things. I try to be positive. I try to make the right choices in my life. I mean, I'm really trying. Well, that's great. You know, and if this was school, then maybe you'd get a little star. He tried, you know. But this whole thing about trying, I have a little bit of difficulty with it. You know, it has a lot of built-in excuses around it, kind of a built-in stench around it. Sort of like, I tried to do my exercises every day last week. What do you mean you tried to? You either did your exercises every day last week or you did not. There's no trying. Did you do your exercises every day last week or didn't you? Well, no. I tried. Well, big deal. You mean you didn't? Well, no, I didn't, but I tried. You either consciously feed this mechanism. You either consciously seed into your consciousness, or your consciousness seeds itself. Because it must and will bring forth. And how does it feed itself? How does it seed itself if we don't consciously get involved in it? It feeds from our environment. And if you've ever noticed, our environment is very negatively oriented. It just so happens that we live in an incredibly negative environment. For example, take the media. Whatever newspaper that you read, as a little exercise through this week, one or two days, take the first page or two and categorize every news item on that page of either negative energy or positive energy. In other words, does this article make me feel good about myself and the world that I live in, or does this article make me feel bad about myself and the world that I live in? Murders do not make you feel good about yourself and the world that you live in. Rapes do not make you feel good about yourself and the world that you live in. Frauds do not make you feel good about yourself and the world that you live in. Wars do not make you feel good about yourself and the world that you live in. And what you'll find is that 95% of that newspaper is negative energy. Now, I'm not saying that it's not true. What I'm saying is that it is a small perspective of reality. I mean, some people say, well, yeah, but good newspapers don't sell. I mean, they've tried having newspapers with all good news and they don't sell. It doesn't surprise me they don't sell. I wouldn't buy one myself. You know, I mean, I don't want some Pollyanna version of the world. All I'm asking is, can we not have some positive news? I mean, it just so happens that for every rape, for every murder, for every fraud, for every, you know, problem and difficulty that you read in the newspaper, there are 1,000 acts of kindness being performed by everyday individuals. Only they're not considered news. When I was in New Zealand doing a tour there, I had the program director of one of the major radio stations who was attending my seminars. And after one of the seminars, and he knew how I felt about the irresponsibility of the media and the way that they put out this junk. And so anyways, I had a meeting with him, and I said, you know what I would like to do is I would like to run every Friday an item called What's Right in New Zealand This Week. You know, like I'm just so sick of the doom and gloom. And what we'll do is we'll pick one item that is right, and we'll run 8 or 10 spots every Friday. We'll call it What's Right in New Zealand. I'll pay for it. And we'll run it, you know, for a segment. Well, he thought this was a great idea. And so anyways, he went away. And then next week, I was at his office to finalize everything. And as soon as I walked in the office, I knew something was wrong. And he said, I'm sorry, John, we can't do it. And I said, well, why? It's a great idea. And he said, I agree, it's a great idea. But I took it to the journalists, and they don't want to do it because they think it would be too difficult to come up with an item a week. And thought to myself two things. Number one, how tragic. And number two, that I'm going to tell that story around the world. Because that is just, I mean, one item a week was going to be too difficult. I've got an article here from the Globe and Mail, which is our national newspaper that I cut out in Canada, and the title of this article is, If It Bleeds, It Leads. I'll just read you an excerpt from it. The convulsing bodies spewed surprising volumes of dark, gooey blood as they were dragged across the snow. In a huge windowless room in the northern outskirts of Toronto, three men sit around a tiny screen on Monday morning and they watch this unappetizing scene unfold via satellite. They glance at one another across a desktop of jumbled newspapers, computers, and TVs. This could be the lead, says Dennis McIntosh, the senior producer of the CTV Evening News. His companions grunt. There is a fair air of relief. At last, something that might look dramatic enough to open the newscast. In the end, CTV's 1.4 million viewers are greeted by the blood-curdling scene. If it bleeds, it leads. That hoary old maxim remains a firm foundation in the evening news business. And I'll tell you, when I think of what is being put out by the news media, the radio, the TV, the newspapers, that what is being poured into people's consciousness, and I will choose my words very carefully, I think what's happening is criminal. I think that the way the news media is distorting our reality and their total preoccupation with the negative, with the most gory, with the most hideous, if it bleeds, it leads. And that's what we're being fed. That's going into our consciousness. Now, I'm not saying don't watch your TV or don't read your newspaper. I love my newspaper. I'm a great newspaper reader. What I'm saying to you is that if you don't feed this mechanism, the mechanism feeds itself. And what it feeds on is all the negative environment that we're being pumped at constantly. And it's not just the media. I mean, listen to the way people are talking around your work. People complaining, whining, complaining about all the things that are happening. It just so happens that we live in a negative environment. I wish we didn't. I really wish we didn't. But the fact is that we do. And that's why it's so important that you take responsibility for your consciousness. That you feed your consciousness. Because if you don't, the consciousness will seed itself on what's happening all around us. And that's why it's so easy to get negative. Because it's coming at us from everywhere.